pleased to have the general manager of the first place Vegas Golden Knights, George McPhee, on the program. So I want your explanation. How do you put into perspective what's happened through the first half of this National Hockey League season and the historic run that your team's been on?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You can't even do it, eh?
You know what? Darren, we just did the best we could in trying to put a team together, and Gerard has done one heck of a job with it. And we wake up every day just trying to figure out how we win the next game and keep the fingers crossed and to hope for some good fortune. We're not at the midway point of the season yet, so there's a long way to go. But we're just doing the best we can, and I don't know how else to explain it.
Do you think you're going to make the playoffs?
Don't know. We're getting up every day trying to do that.
But don't you also say I've done one hell of a job as the general manager and mention that every once in a while?
Do you pat yourself on the back as much as Doug did when he was the general manager?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it was the Rangers years ago when I was in Washington. I think at one point in the season, they were in first place in January in the league, and they didn't make the playoffs. So, you know, you take nothing for granted in this business, and we're going day to day here.
So,
George, the way you can.
You look at the standings, and it's great.
Not very often.
Not very often?
Really?
Okay.
Nope.
But you know enough that there's a price with success, and all of a sudden, all these castaways from other teams now want to start cashing in. So does the fun stop as general manager when the reality sets in is how much money you need to spend to keep some of these guys? Because we saw Marchessault, you got that done. Congratulations on that. I think he's a terrific player. But where do you go from here when it comes to re-signing other players, i.e. James Neal?
Well, it's that day-to-day approach. We did Marchessault's contract. That felt like the right thing to do. Scored 30 goals last year. He's on his way to another 30 goals this year. Real competitive kid. And with, we think, still more room for growth. He's become a pretty good playmaker this year. Getting more ice time, strong on the puck, good possession, becoming a really good player. So that felt like the right thing to do. And we wanted to, as best we could, make sure of, you know, what we had in that player before you make that kind of commitment. And so then now we focus on, well, what's next? What do we do next? And I'm not sure just yet. And one thing I learned a long time ago is when you have a contract signed and something to talk about, you talk about it. If you don't, then you don't. And so I won't be talking about any other contracts or negotiations or anything, unless we've got a contract signed with someone else.
Okay.
Well, and the good news is, you know, with all of this, you just try to be really analytical. You take the emotion out of it and say, okay, what's the next best thing to do for this club? Or what do we have to do next to try and win a game? And that's the way we operate. You know, we all have a plan. And the plan going into this year was, you know, it's pretty simple. If we're in the hunt, we're going to try and stay in the hunt. If we're not in the hunt, you do what teams that aren't in the hunt do at the trading deadline. And we'll see where we are when we get there. And what happens between now and then will be, you know, determined as we go along here.
So you're a first-year franchise. That doesn't play into your plan right now in the sense of, okay, be patient, parcel off things. You're looking at trying to make the playoffs and win the Stanley Cup.
Well, that's what we're all supposed to be doing, and we wanted to be competitive this year. We thought it was really important to the league. We thought it was important to the market. We wanted to give the market a chance. You know, can we be competitive and see how people respond here? Well, it's been pretty darn good here, the response, and you don't ever want to lose that. And we're trying to set a standard here. And we're just going to keep doing the best we can, and we'll see how things go. This is in a lot of ways new and different, and in some ways what we're all sort of used to and what we're supposed to be doing, and that's try to win.
Marchessault is an interesting one. I think it makes a lot of sense because of his age, and as you said, he's got 30 goals. He's had a history with Gerard, and it's been a good run, and it makes for an easy signing. Tell us about Carlson, George, and how he's evolved as a... I mean, that Marchessault Carlson-Riley Smith line right now, to me, is playing as good as any line in the NHL. And Carlson sort of...
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. That's a good observation, Doug, because we wanted to keep the line together. And so Marchessault was important because he's unrestricted in the summer, and so we address that now. And they have really good chemistry, and you know, that we'd like to keep them together for the next 4 or 5 years if we can. Carlson has really been the revelation. He's an outstanding defensive center, but has now developed the offensive side of the game, and it's you know, as you know, it's really great to have a center that can play that well on both ends of the rink.
I think there's no reason why he should falter anytime soon. I would put him in a Selke conversation, George. And I mean, I'm not looking to pat him on the back or anything, but that's my observation, is now he's put himself in that type of conversation.
Yeah, I you know, the individual award stuff, I guess sometimes misses the point because you know, it's about trying to win as a team and everything else. But he is excellent defensively. You can trust him. You know he's going to do the right things every shift defensively. He cares about it. He works at it. He's just really reliable that way. And now to see the offensive side of his game come along, he's just a really effective player. And he's got the personality, like real low ego, quiet guy, but really deep down in the soul, he's a strong-willed guy and shows up and plays the game right. Every practice, every game, every shift, he does it right.
George,
so he's been a nice acquisition for
him. Gerard went to Burger King the other night for New Year's. Can you find a Capital Grill or somewhere to take him and treat him? Seriously.
Yeah, I heard that, Doug, when you were talking about that, and I got a kick out of the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing because he does
the bucket
stuff every night when he can. Yeah.
Listen, you guys have Gary Roberts looking after your team, don't you? Get him on that program.
Yeah.
Have fun, yeah. George.
I don't know how long that's going to take with Gerard, but I don't want to change anything right now, so he can eat as much chicken as he wants.
You won't see Gerard run any faster than when he chases Gary Roberts out of his office. His own office, that is.
Run any faster to the KFC.
Yes.
Have fun.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you, guys. Take care.